We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman. It's Thursday, March 14th, 2024. The winner of today's basketball game between Ohio State and Iowa will play against the Illinois men's basketball team in Friday's Big Ten Tournament quarterfinals. Today's game marks a rematch between Ohio State and Iowa from last year's second-round contest, which Ohio State won. The winner will face Illinois on Friday at 5:30 p.m. The game between Ohio State and Iowa is set for today at 5:30 p.m. in Minneapolis at the Target Center. A funding bill is bringing almost $7 million to Central Illinois. President Biden signed the bill over the weekend, which also includes $136.1 million for Illinois' 13th Congressional District. The money will be going toward 15 projects located in Sangamon, Macon, and Champaign counties. These projects all aim to improve the area and lives of the residents within the communities, including crime centers, garden projects, and more. The Big Ten Conference announced its all-Big Ten men's basketball teams and individual award winners for the 2023-24 season. Due to ties, a total of 18 student-athletes were selected to the all-Big Ten teams by the coaches and the media. Additionally, 24 student-athletes were awarded honorable mention status. Illinois' Marcus Domask and Terrence Shannon Jr. received first-team awards, while Coleman Hawkins was named to the third team by the media. Quincy Guerrier was the Illini's Big Ten Sportsmanship honoree. Purdue's Zach Edey was named Big Ten Player of the Year for the second consecutive year with a 700-point and 350-rebound season. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Stephanie Orellana, Nick Rocho, and Adeline Moy. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Ian and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oscroba. For WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman.